Welcome to Shomer Shalom Nadav from Sochem Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Beis throughout the page brings the machlokes of Rabbanan and Rabbi Yudah regarding bread that was first cooked and then was baked. First of all, it was put on a pan and then it was put in the oven. Is that considered to be bread or not? And Rabbi Yudah holds that is not considered to be bread. The Gemara says, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yudah? He learns it from a pasuk. It says in the pasuk at Parshas Bechukosai, the ofu eser nashim lachvechem betanur echot. 10 women will bake their bread in one oven. And you learn from here, lechem afui betanur echot koru lechem. If it's baked in one oven, in one time, that's a bread. V'she'ein ofu betanur echot, but if it wasn't baked in one oven, but it was cooked or baked before, ain't koru lechem, it's not a bread. It needs to be done in one oven only. So, the simple question, Rabbi Yudah's Shita, is how can you learn from this pasuk? This pasuk is speaking, it is the klalos of Parshas Bechukosai. Now, Parshas Bechukosai has the terrible curses that come to Am Yisrael when they don't keep the Torah. One of the klalos is that there will not be enough wood, and the oven will not heat up, and they're going to have 10 women baking in one oven. So if so, this is a klala. How can you learn from here that every bread in the world needs to be done in one oven from a pasuk that speaks about a klala? What's pshat in learning from this pasuk? And what's the connection of that pasuk to what we're talking about over here regarding the definition of lechem, of bread? So the answer to this is based on what the Baal HaTanya and his Sefer Likutei Torah and Parshas Bechukosai explains in this pasukim. And he starts by saying that every time we have a klala in the Torah, it really has in it brachas. It really means a bracha in a deeper sense. And he goes to explain in length why the Torah sometimes appears to be saying a klala, but really in depth is saying a bracha. And in this pasuk, that ofu eser nashim, lach bechem etanur echot, says what's the pshat in that? The pshat in this is that lechem refers to Torah. As we brought in the previous shir, the pasuk that says, Lechu lachmu belachmi, you learn that Torah is considered to be lechem. It's considered to be bread. As we learn in this daf, the daf of Gemara here in Pesach and Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara comes to define what is bread. We learn the machlekes, Berachim and Mishlakish, what is bread, is a dough which is being cooked on a pan. Is that considered to be bread? Because the main way to do bread is with a feel, is when you heat up the oven to its extreme heat, and then you put a bread in it. With that heat, that's how you bake bread. Says the Baal HaTanya, that's the way to absorb Torah. The only way for Torah to go into one's body is only if he heats it up like an oven to the extreme heat, and then he can put Torah in it. Says the Baal HaTanya, that's the pshat in this pasuk. The offer eser nashim, eser nashim refers to 10 different parts that every human being has. As we know, in Kabbalah, the body is divided. You have three parts that belong to the head, the three moichim, and the 7 ways that the body is divided. So the 10 refers to all the different dimension parts of the body. And the way that a person can learn Torah is if he takes his whole body, Eser Noshim, and he makes afia, he makes extreme heat, the love and desire to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Torah will be baked in his body. That's how you'll have an actual Torah. And then the Hemshech HaPasuk, the next part of the Pasuk is, V'yishivu lachem m'mishkol v'achaltem lo tisbo. It says you're going to weigh the bread and you're not going to be filled. Because what it means is you're talking about lo ruav l'lechem, v'lo tzoma l'mayim, that what you always will be hunger, but not hunger for bread. Talk about the hunger for Torah. When a person really absorbs Torah and that extreme heat that becomes part of him, he always wants more and more and more. That's what the person is referring to, the absorption of Torah. Every time we talk about lechem in the Torah, we talk about lechem, there's reference here to the lechem of Torah and how do we eat Torah. So according to that, mainly we understand how Rabbi Yudah has learned the din of bread over here in our sugya. Says Rabbi Yudah, the Torah tells you that the way you have to do bread in the most desirable way, the bracha, which is in the klala, tells you the tanur echot. So you learn from here that the definition of bread in this world, the way a bread appears, which is analogy to the bread of Torah, also has to be betanur echad. Also has to be in one oven. And now in different ways, you learn Torah over here a little bit, then you learn over here, you cook it in this place, cook it in this place. It has to be one cooking where the whole body is involved. Everybody, everything is the whole desire and connection. Kadosh Baruch Hu has the slavus, has the excitement and the enthusiasm to bring the Torah into your body. That's how you connect Torah. That's how you oifel lechem. That's the baking of the Torah into one's body. So says Rav Yehuda, if that's how you bake the bread of Torah, that's also you bake the regular bread. The regular bread needs to be mitanur echad, as it's rumbles in this pasuk. When we talk about Torah, it has to be mitanur echad. Regular bread also has to be mitanur echad. That's explanation of the shita of Rav Yehuda, based on the Rabbi Altani and Likutei Torah. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group where we send some things that do not appear online, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.